to Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop gamecast where contestants compete head-to-head answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Off the dome, yo, we at it again. Let it spin, let your head spin.
DJ Kool, without further ado, here's your host, Magic Most.
Yeah, it's your man, Magic Most. I'm the McRib of game show host, coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop game cast. We have two incredible golden era gladiators in the house today. Please give a huge Headspin welcome to Ray, a 50-year-old respiratory therapist from Los Angeles, and Brandon, a 45-year-old director of publishing and fashion craft beer entrepreneur from Oakland, California. All right, guys, you're both extremely old. Are you at the stage in your life where it's more exciting to attend a potluck with Wu-Tang versus attending a Wu-Tang show? Or do you feel your excitement and knowledge of hip-hop is still very much a part of you today?
That's a big part of me, I would say.
What about potlucks? Is that a big part of you?
Yeah, well, shit, I'm Filipino, dude. That's what we fucking do, man. We fucking throw down, man.
Get that lumpia all day.
Yeah, dude, lumpia all day.
Brandon, how you feeling?
I would much rather go to a Wu-Tang show than a Wu-Tang potluck. I'm pretty sure Raekwon the chef wasn't cooking food.
All right, we're super excited to test your hip-hop knowledge. But first, let's get to know you both a little bit better. Now, Ray, which golden era hip-hop song would you most like to see converted into kid bops and why?
I think The Symphony with Marley, Big Daddy Kane. I don't know how they're going to get around that line, like, put a quarter in your nose.
Yeah, it's one of the most classic posse cuts in hip-hop history.
Exactly.
If you had to remove one rapper from the symphony, who would you choose and why?
It's got to be Kool G, man. I'm sorry.
Oh,
dude. Kool G rap?
Ooh. He's hard. I mean, he's hard, dude, but, like, sometimes, like, just...
Blasphemous.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
I'm speechless right now. Second question for you, Ray. Name one of your favorite albums that has the wackest cover art.
I'm going to have to go with Third Base, the Cactus album. I mean, it's dope, like, having, like, everything, like, cut into the fade and all that stuff, but, like...
What about Rakim the Master? It was made, like, on an Etch-A-Sketch.
What about the UMCs, the Fruits of Nature, like with the little poppy colors and stuff, like...
Okay, I would have said the Cameron one with the Playgirl cover with the sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
All right, last question for you, Ray. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
I drink a kombucha on the way over. Is that not hip-hop? What about doing, like, 5 loads of laundry at the laundromat?
I mean, you got to stay fresh, though. Laundry's important. Brandon, I got a couple of questions for you. Which golden era hip-hop song would you like to see converted into kid bops and why?
Preferably none, but if I had to pick one, I would say Life Is Too Short from Too Short. I mean, it's great messages for the kids. It's giving them a dose of reality off top.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not mad at that one. I got an incredibly hard follow-up question for you. Who do you think made more of an impact on golden era hip-hop and why? L.A. or the Bay Area?
Man, you're going to get my pass taken away. But I got to say L.A. just because N.W.A. is the tree that pretty much still, you know, permeates throughout hip-hop, man. So, and Ice-T did it before anybody, so.
Damn, and you're from Oakland, man. That's,
I know, man.
This is either keeping it real or when keeping it real goes wrong.
I know. Please forgive me.
All right, second question. Name one of your favorite albums that has the wackest cover art.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting in trouble. I love Devin, man, but that The Dude album cover was so bad, man.
The one where he's on the toilet?
Yes, it was so bad.
It looks whack, but the album was a huge success with Plumbers.
Hilarious.
What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
Probably putting data on the spreadsheets, Excel spreadsheets. Man, that ain't hip-hop at all.
I think that's how Cannabis wrote his rhymes, in a spreadsheet.
It sounds like it.
All right, guys, here's how the game is going to work. Each round, we'll be asking you the same 7 trivia questions ranging from easy to hard about classic hip-hop, in which you'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, say pass, and we'll come back to you after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind that time is a huge factor. After you feel like you've completed the round to the best of your ability, yell stop, and your turn will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving both of you a chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Headspin Champion, and $500! The loser today will have to spin the Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel will have to perform a Golden Era hip-hop consequence ripped straight from the 90s that'll live on our Instagram page forever. Now, Brandon, Ray, are you both ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Let's do it. All right, round one. Ray, you'll be first. That means, Brandon, you'll be going into the booth. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the 7 you can get correct in 60 seconds. The clock starts after I ask the first question. Here we go. Name the rap duo responsible for the 1988 smash hit, It Takes Two.
Rob Bass and DG Easy Rock.
What is the name of Snoop Doggy Dogg's debut album released in 1993?
Dogfather.
Which Queens-based rap group was comprised of Big DS, Suave, Fredro, and Sticky Fingers?
Onyx.
Who is the DJ for De La Soul?
Prince Paul.
What does the DAS and DOS Effects stand for?
Pass.
Which legendary MC is also known as the 18th letter?
Rakim.
Name the 1995 film that featured Heavy D playing the role of Bo Kane.
Pass.
What does the DAS and DOS Effects stand for?
I do not know.
Name the 1995 film that featured Heavy D playing the role of Bo Kane.
Pass. I don't know. I'm out.
All right, that's time. That's time, Ray. All right, Ray, you scored 3 out of 7 in the first round. How are you feeling, Ray?
It's cool. Like, I get double values in the next round, so.
You're sounding demoralized, man. Keep that chin up. You're going to have time to relax. You're heading into the booth as we bring out Brandon. All right, Brandon, we heard you bopping in there, kids bopping. How was the playlist?
It's good, man. Little kid and play, little Rakim.
Oh, yeah.
Know the ledge, you know, classic music.
All right, put your hip-hop thinking cap on. You got 60 seconds after I read the first question. Brandon, here we go. Name the rap duo responsible for the 1988 smash hit, It Takes Two.
Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
What is the name of Snoop Doggy Dogg's debut album released in 1993?
Doggy Style.
Which Queens-based rap group was comprised of Big DS, Suave, Fredro, and Sticky Fingers?
Onyx.
Who is the DJ for De La Soul?
Maceo.
What does the DAS and DOS Effects stand for?
Pass.
Which legendary MC is also known as the 18th letter?
Rakim.
Name the 1995 film that featured Heavy D playing the role of Bo Kane.
Who's the man?
What does the DAS and DOS Effects stand for?
Oh, man. Something about a sewer. I don't even know. I can't remember. I was just listening to Mike Checker this morning, too. That's what's crazy. No, I don't remember, man.
Time. That's time, Brandon. That's time. All right, Brandon, you scored 5 out of 7 questions correct in round 1. How do you feel about that performance today?
It was good, man. It was definitely good. I can't complain. It was fun. The movie question, I was like, oh, man, Heavy D has been in so many movies. Rest in peace.
Let's bring Ray out. Come out the booth. All right, Brandon, Ray, here are the correct answers to the questions for round 1. Name the rap duo responsible for the 1998 smash hit, It Takes Two. You both got this correct. That's Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, Rock, Rock. Snoop Doggy Dogg's debut album released in 93 was Doggy Style.
Oh,
now, Ray, you got this one incorrect. Brandon, you got it correct, as you should.
You're right.
You said dog father. What the hell were you thinking?
I know. I hesitated.
They're going to take your L.A. card away.
The Queens-based rap group comprised of Big DS, Suave, Fredro, and Sticky Fingers is the rap group Onyx. Maceo is the DJ for De La Soul. DAS and Dos Effect stands for Dre and Scoob. Rakim is the legendary MC known as the 18th letter. Both y'all got that correct. Thank you for respecting hip-hop with that question.
No doubt.
Both of you got this one incorrect. I'm a little surprised, though we did hear from you, Brandon, who's the man, which is a respectable answer, I should say. But New Jersey Drive was a 95 film that featured Heavy D playing the role of Bo Kane.
I mean, let's be real. We enjoyed the soundtrack far more than the movie.
All right, after round one, Brandon is in the lead with 500 points. Ray right on his tail with 300. There's still a whole lot of headspin to play. Let's see if the lead changes in our second round, where questions are going to be worth 200 points. Round two is coming up right after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Smooth B from the legendary hip-hop duo Nice and Smooth. If you're suffering from classic hip-hop deficiency syndrome or simply a fan of doing the Roger Rabbit when nobody's looking, then do I have good news for you. Fresh Era is the latest podcast by Stupidfly, taking you on an audio journey into the lives of 90s hip-hop's biggest stars, including myself, the legendary Smooth B. So strap on those hammer pads and RoboCop your way over to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Fresh Era today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back to Headspin. We got Ray and Brandon battling it out for the title of Headspin Champion. Brandon's in the lead with 500 points, and Ray is right on his heels with 300 points. Today, these Golden Era Gladiators are playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500. The loser will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Let's get acquainted with the consequences on today's wheel with our announcer, the legendary DJ Kool.
Today's Headspin consequences are straight clowning. Dress up like a circus clown while holding a sign that reads, "Honk if you love 90s rock." Cup of Fat Joe. Freestyle rap your order at a local coffee shop. Roger that. Perform the Roger Rabbit dance for 30 seconds in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard. Changing Table 2.0. Set up a table and a sign that reads, "Bad Baby is a better MC than Rakim." Change my mind. You need love. Recite the lyrics of "I Need Love" to a stranger while dressed like LL Cool J. Big Worm. Wear hair curlers while doing the centipede, the wave, or the worm in public. Down with OPP. Recite the chorus of OPP in public and successfully get 8 strangers to respond. Blouse of Pain. Wear a woman's blouse and wig and jump to House of Pain's Jump Around for the world to see. Back to you, Magic Mouse.
All right, Brandon, you'll be kicking off round two. That means, Ray, you're heading back into the booth. All right, Brandon, are you ready to destroy everything in round two? You ready to take this championship?
Absolutely.
Okay, 60 seconds starts after this first question. Here we go. Finish this line from Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby. Something grabs a hold of me tightly.
Flows like a heartbeat day and nightly.
Name the Native Tongues MC who guest featured on D-Light's Groove Is in the Heart.
YouTube.
Which Compton-based MC performs the 1992 hit Leave My Curl Alone?
I see.
14 MCs performed on the original version of Self-Destruction. Name three of them.
MC Light, Big Daddy Kane, Heavy D.
Name the NBA legend who featured on Fu Schnicken's hit What's Up, Doc?
Shaquille O'Neal, a.k.a. Shaq Fu.
Which of these three MCs was not a host on Saturday Night Live? MC Hammer, Queen Latifah, or Ice Cube?
Cube.
What does the acronym in the group name the UMC stand for?
I have no idea. Next question.
That's time. All right, Brandon, you got 4 out of 7 questions correct in round 2. I know you was prepping for this. You was doing hip-hop yoga. How does this performance match up to your expectations today?
Definitely thought I got 6 out of 7. We'll see.
So you was dead wrong. All right, let's bring out Ray. How was your time in the booth? You a little sweaty? You a little nervous? You feeling good? How's your energy? Where you at?
My palms are sweaty.
Mom spaghetti?
Yeah, there's vomit on my sweater already.
There's mumble rap and then there's mumble contestants.
Mumble contestants.
You're bringing the mumble contestant.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Ray, the questions in round 2 are worth 200 points. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Are you ready?
I was born ready, man.
Finish this line from Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby. Something grabs a hold of me tightly.
Blowing like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Name the Native Tongues MC who guest featured on D-Light's Groove is in the Heart.
Q-Tip.
Which Compton-based MC performed the 1992 hit Leave My Curl Alone?
That's DJ Quick.
14 MCs performed on the original version of Self-Destruction. Name three of them.
KRS-One, those guys, fucking Lady Melody, and pass.
Name the NBA legend who featured on Fu Schnicken's hit What's Up, Doc?
Check.
Which of these three MCs was not a host on Saturday Night Live? MC Hammer, Queen Latifah, or Ice Cube?
Ice Cube.
What does the acronym in the group name the UMCs stand for?
Ooh. Pass.
Ray, you got 4 out of 7 questions correct in round 2. How are you doing? What's going through your mind?
Oh, I'm building up, man. Saving it up for the last round.
All right, Ray, we're going to go ahead and bring Brandon out. All right, guys, let's go through the correct answers for round 2. Let's see how you fucked up and how you did good. All right, the line from Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby. Can you guys sing it with me? Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
How does the hell does a harp? First of all, that's a gentrification question, so I'm glad I got that shit wrong. Forget Vanilla Ice, man. I'm from Oakland and I'm black. I'm gonna listen to Vanilla Ice. You care for it though. That song was hard, but that was it.
Q-Tip was featured on D-Light's Groove is in the Heart. Both of y'all got that correct. I didn't know that one. That I feel like that's a little obscure, or maybe I'm the idiot. How did you guys know that one?
That was a big song.
So I'm the idiot.
Yeah, that was a big song. Nah, you're not an idiot. And who else would it be? Like, it ain't gonna be Fight for Jerobi. It was way too hard to be on Groove's in the Heart. Q-Tip could switch in both lanes, so.
High C is the Compton MC with the 1992 hit Leave My Curl Alone.
All these LA-based questions, man. You're killing me, man.
14 MCs performed on the original version of Self-Destruction. That's Public Enemy, Daddy-O, KRS-One, D-Nice, Miss Melody, MC Delight, Fruquan, Kool Moe Dee, MC Light, Dougie Fresh, Just Ice, and Heavy D. Both of you guys got this one correct. Shaquille O'Neal was the NBA legend featured on Fu Schnicken's hit What's Up, Doc? Who was not on Saturday Night Live? MC Hammer, Queen Latifah, or Ice Cube? Both of you guys got this one correct, and you were super confident it was Ice Cube. He was not on Saturday Night Live. How did you both know that?
Because it's Cube. They're not calling Ice Cube to host Saturday Night Live. He's way too real for the SNL.
Undisputed Masters of Charisma is the acronym for the group, the UMCs. Now, both you guys got this one wrong. Ray, you passed, of course, and Brandon, nothing.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
Are we just rejecting that acronym?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, at the end of round 2, Brandon has the lead with 1,300 points. Oh, my God. Ray, hot though on his trail. 1,100 points for you, Ray. 1,100. Beret, you're still within reach in our next round because the correct answers are going to be worth 300 points, giving each of you Golden Era Gladiators a chance to take home our title of Headspin Champion and the grand prize of $500. Stick around for a round three.
After the break, it's the final round of Headspin, and one of our contestants will be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Hi, this is Chubb Rock. You may know me from my hit single, Treat 'Em Right, or my legendary guest verse on Crooklyn Dodgers Part 2. I'm here to discuss a serious problem affecting adults over the age of 35. It's called CHDS, Classic Hip Hop Deficiency Syndrome. If you find yourself referring to your Apple laptop as Mac Daddy or doing the Roger Rabbit to impress your spouse, you may be suffering from this paralyzing disease. Well, there's good news. The doctors at Stupid Fly have developed a cure called Fresh Era. Fresh Era is a guided audio tour into the lives of 90s hip-hop's biggest stars, including Young MC, Fat Lip of the Far Side, Grand Pooba Maxwell, and me, Chubb Rock. So put on your single-strap overalls and run to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Fresh Era today. Nobody should live in an adulthood coma. Fight Classic Hip-Hop Deficiency Syndrome and get Stupid Fly.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, welcome back to your favorite show, Headspin. After round two, Ray has 1,100 points and Brandon is in the lead with 1,300 points. This is anyone's game right now because this round, the point values are tripled. Now, Ray, you'll be going first. That means Brandon, get in the isolation booth.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ray, we're about to do it big. No pressure, but a lot of pressure. 60 seconds will begin after I read this first question. Here we go. Dr. Dre and Ed Lover hosted which legendary cable video show from 1988 to 1995?
Rap City.
Name the New Jersey-based duo consisting of El DeSensei and Tame One.
Pass.
Carmen Electra dated this Soul Assassins MC starting in 1995.
Pass.
Name the Oakland-based one-hit wonder who penned the hit Diddy in 1993.
Paperboy.
What was Sean Wayans' DJ name on In Living Color?
DJ S1.
Name the Philly-based MC who was the only female member of the Gangstar Foundation.
Pass.
Taj Mahal, Q-Ball, and Rick G's were the three members of what child-based rap group?
Another Bad Creation.
Name the New Jersey-based duo consisting of El DeSensei and Tame One.
Pass.
Carmen Electra dated this Soul Assassins MC starting in 1995.
Everlast.
Name the Philly-based MC who was the only female member of the Gangstar Foundation.
I don't know.
All right, that's time, Ray. You're out. Oh, Ray, you got 1 out of 7 questions correct in round 3. That puts you in the lead for now. What's going on in your mind?
That Brandon gets more questions wrong.
Can you hold on to the lead?
Stranger things have happened.
All right, let's bring out Brandon. All right, Brandon, welcome to round 3. This is your chance to win. This is your chance to walk home with the title of Headspin Champion and $500. Correct answers are worth 300 points. Are you ready?
Hell yeah, I'm channeling my inner Steph Curry right now. It's one in time. It's fourth quarter. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's go. Here we go, Brandon. Dr. Dre and Ed Lover hosted which legendary cable video show from 1988 to 1995?
Yo MTV Raps today.
Name the New Jersey-based duo consisting of Elda Sensei and Tame One.
The Artifacts.
Carmen Electra dated the Soul Assassins MC starting in 1995.
But guess be real.
Name the Oakland-based one-hit wonder who penned the hit Diddy in 1993.
The answer is Paperboy, and Paperboy from Compton, or Rialto or something, not Oakland.
What was Sean Wayans' DJ name on In Living Color?
Oh, I always mix this up with the public. I think it was SW1.
Name the Philly-based MC who was the only female member of the Gangstar Foundation.
Ooh. I do not know that. Next question.
Taj Mahal, Q-Ball, and Reek G's were the three members of what child-based rap group?
The Youngsters.
Hey, Brandon, that was a strong performance, but how are you feeling about round three?
I feel good, man. I feel good.
Was it tough? What's going through your mind?
Nah, those were some tough questions, like, for sure. And I'm, you know, I know my stuff, but that y'all pulled some stuff out of left field, for sure.
A little bit of Oakland action in there?
Yeah, a little bit. Sort of.
Let's talk about it. We're going to talk about it in a minute. You think you won Head Spin today?
Of course. That's what I came to do, win.
All right, well, let's bring out Ray. I don't know if you won. Let's talk about the correct answers to the questions in round three. Yo MTV Raps is the legendary show from 1988 to 95 with Dr. Dre and Ed Lover. The Artifacts is the New Jersey-based duo of Elda Sensei and Tame One. Be Real is who Carmen Electra dated in 1995. Both of you guys got this one correct. It makes me very happy. I love this single. Paperboy penned the hit Diddy in 1993. Now, we had him labeled as an Oakland-based one-hit wonder. Now,
he's not from Oakland, and the only reason I know that is because my good friend Motown Lee was Paperboy's DJ.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's from the IE or something like that, or from Compton, one of the two. I can't remember.
Mitchell Charles Johnson, a.k.a. Paperboy, was born in San Diego, California, and later moved to Oakland.
Is that on Wikipedia? Because you know Wikipedia don't count.
DJ SW1 was Sean Wayans' DJ name on In Living Color.
It was too close to the S1Ws from Public Enemy. I had to think about that one.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. That is tricky. Yeah.
I said S1.
Now, both of you guys got this one incorrect. Bahamadia is the Philly-based MC that's the only female member of Gangstar Foundation. All right, last question for you guys. The Youngsters consisted of Taj Mahal, Q-Ball, and Reek G's. Brandon, you scored 1,800 points in the third round, giving you a total of 3,100 points. That means you win. Make some noise, everybody. Make some noise for Brandon, everybody.
That's what I came to do. I want to thank my mama. I want to thank my daddy. I want to thank God. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, let's get it.
Congratulations. You joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Head Spin Champion. In addition to winning our title, you'll be going home today with $500.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Appreciate it, fellas.
Brandon, what are you going to do with all that new money?
Man, I don't know. I might go buy some sneakers. We here in L.A. Might hit Fairfax or something. Might put it in the bank. Do something very non-hip-hop and invest it. Old non-hip-hop. Now we invest. We have billionaires and millionaires in hip-hop.
Do your cryptocurrency?
Hey, man, why not?
All right. Now, here's the bad news, Ray. Ray, you'll be spinning our dreaded Head Spin Wheel of Consequences. What 90s-style hip-hop consequence will you have to perform in front of the entire world? Let's find out right now. All right, spin that wheel, Ray.
Here we go.
Head Spin. Follow-up fun fact. Sean Wayans began his career as DJ SW1 on the 1990s hit show In Living Color. But did you know that he went on to not only act as the role of Ashtray in Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, but also write the script alongside his brother Marlon? I give this fact 2 snaps with a twist and a kiss.
Oh, Ray, you landed on You Down with OPP. That means you got to recite the chorus of OPP while walking down the street until you get 8 people to respond.
Nice. Where do I have to do this?
You got to do it on Hollywood Boulevard, Ray. How do you feel?
That's fine. I'll get 8 responses within probably like a minute.
With that energy, you will. I guarantee it.
All right, thank you to our Golden Era Gladiators, Ray and Brandon. Congratulations, Brandon. Ray, I can't wait to see the comments on our Instagram page under the video of your consequence. If you would like to witness Ray's embarrassing consequence, head on over to our Instagram page, at Headspin Game Show.
If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and subscribe to our feed on all podcasting platforms. See you on the next episode of Headspin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Productions, recorded in Hollywood, California. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Edited by Rob Ben Franklin. Mixed by Hunter Sum. Music by The Math Club. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast. Headspin!
You never got down to one's old PP?
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.